Scientists have found a chemical compound that appears to increase a female rat's desire for sex. The drug acts on a part of the brain that's involved in sexual behavior. A small pharmaceutical company is testing the compound in both women and men with promising results. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Scientists know our brains have something to do with sex, but there are still a lot of questions to be answered.
How is the brain organized for sex? How does it interpret sexual stimulation? And, you know, basically, why does it feel so damn good?
James Faust is a neurobiologist at Concordia University in Montreal, where he studies the brain and sex. Mostly, he studies rats.
The thing about rats is that there's a lot of things we can do with rats that we can't do with people. And one thing in particular, watch them have sex.
A few years ago, Annette Shadiak from a company called Palatin Technologies told Faust about a new compound called PT-141. The compound was first tested as a tanning agent. But in early studies, researchers found that nearly all their male volunteers got erections. Turns out that the compound not only stimulates skin cells that make pigments, it also stimulates brain cells involved in sex. Shadiak asked Faust if he would see if PT-141 had any effect on the female brain. So, with the company's financial support, Faust set up an experiment with his rats. He put them in a two-level box where a female could control a male's access to her by running from one level to the other.
We know from studies that we've done in the past that females really like this. They like to be able to regulate, or what we call pace, the copulatory contact with males. So how do they initiate that? Well, they initiate it with the solicitation. So they kind of go up to a male, kind of make a headwise orientation to him. They might hop over him, and then they run away.
The males will chase the rat, and if the female is interested, she'll be standing in a receptive position in what amounts to the upstairs bedroom. As Faust reports in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the female rats who got the PT-141 were far more likely to exhibit the solicitation behavior than their untreated colleagues. Faust says Palatin has done preliminary testing of PT-141 on human volunteers. Blood flow to the vagina increased among women who watched erotic movies after taking the drug.
The real $24,000 question is going to be whether it also makes the women want to have sex. And if it does, then they can bring that to clinical populations. For example, women who, you know, for some reason other than that their partner is adult, have lost their desire to have sex.
Now, if all this seems a little too simple to be the whole story, it probably is. Donald Pfaff is a neurobiologist at Rockefeller University in New York.
If you think of any mammalian behavior as an equation with many terms, this is one term in the equation.
Pfaff has been studying brain control of rat sexual behavior for more than 40 years. He says it's quite possible that PT-141 has a reasonably important role in animals with smallish brains like the rat, but humans aren't rats.
Variations in mood and perceived cultural context that are much more important in humans, as everybody knows, than they are in rats.
But Palatin Technologies is hoping that PT-141 may become a marketable drug. The FDA hasn't approved any Viagra-like products for women. Company scientist Annette Shadiak agrees that female sexual dysfunction is not a simple problem.
There are four different components. There's a lack of desire, a lack of arousal, an inability to achieve orgasm, and painful intercourse. And they can feed into each other and make very complex sexual dysfunction for a woman. But PT-141 could possibly break that web of complexity, and together with counseling, hopefully get a person back into more normal track.
PT-141 is still in the early stages of human testing, so it will be years before the product becomes widely available, if it ever does. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.